The National Weather Service in Memphis has been conducting a post-winter storm analysis and says last week's storm could have been much worse than it actually was. For several days before Friday's winter event, forecasters were calling for significant icing due to a combination of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and sustained winds. Some forecasting called for ice to build up on power lines, which would have caused extensive power outages. Now, there were power outages that took place, but the extensive power outages did not happen. When Friday arrived, more sleet than freezing rain fell. Zach Mays, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Memphis.
Well, for eastern Arkansas, you guys, I know that you guys saw a mix of sleet. You saw some snow, I guess, just to the northwest of Jonesboro, and then ice accumulations as well. And what we had from reports here in the office, and this is from what we call our co-op observers, people that call in reports to us daily, calls we made out to the public, emergency managers. It looked like we had around a quarter of an inch of ice accumulation across northeast Arkansas, including Jonesboro. And in sleet accumulations, about an inch up there in that area. And in some areas in northeast Arkansas, they saw about an inch and a half of sleet accumulation. Right. And I know that Randolph County saw about 6 inches of snow. And there in parts of Craighead County and some of the other counties up extending into the Missouri Boot Hill had about an inch. And anywhere between there and Jonesboro and Randolph County, there was about 3 inches of snow. So anywhere from 1 to 6 inches of snow we had reported in northeast Arkansas.
May says one key factor that changed everything at the last minute was the warmer than expected temperature.
It was just, you know, really, I guess just temperatures. I mean, they didn't. You know, they stayed right, especially here in Memphis, I know they stayed right around freezing for, I guess, a little bit longer than expected and didn't drop below freezing. So a lot of the precipitation just fell as rain, and luckily it didn't freeze upon contact to the surface, which is usually what you get. That's what we call freezing rain when it rains and the temperature is at or below freezing. So like your cars and other and trees and power lines, other elevated surfaces are below freezing, and once that water hits them, they freeze. And those temperatures just stayed near freezing or right at above freezing too long.
And he says that was a significant game changer by way of what it did fall as compared to what could have fallen if the temperatures plummeted well below freezing. He said it would have been a much different story. According to May, the Weather Service was not crying wolf when it forecasted for an extreme winter storm to approach, and then it didn't happen. He says weather factors can literally change at the last minute, as it did in this storm.
You know, with any weather situation, you're going to have that, you know, just so many things can change. There's so many things that we look at and forecasters look at when they're determining what kind of weather event's going to happen, how much rain you're going to get, you know. In this situation, how much ice, whether it's going to be ice, snow, sleet, or just rain, you know. So, yeah, things can change really fast. We depend on our guidance, you know, our computer models, things like that. And, you know, things don't always turn out the way that they look like they're going to with the guidance that we have. The guidance doesn't always turn out, you know, turn out to be reality in some cases.
Which brings up the question of what are those different computer models that meteorologists use in weather forecasting? Three models are typically looked at when forecasts are used. You may have heard from meteorologists on TV about different models they're watching, and you may have heard of terms like the European model or the Canadian model. The three models that are typically used in forecasting the weather are the North American Mesoscale Model, or the NOM model, the Global Forecast System, or the GFS model, and the Nested Grid Model, or the NGM. Other models that can be looked at, but those main three models are used most by meteorologists. Forecast models can be thought of as a set of equations that are initialized and then solved through time. The quality of the initialization depends on the weather data and how realistic the equations are. The weather data is not perfect and changes constantly, which is why numerous models are looked at, and May explains.
We have computer models that take and ingest current conditions in the atmosphere, and they use these complex formulas, a lot of mathematics and things like that. And they create these, what we call the, you know, the forecast models or the computer models. And basically, you know, they run, they take the current state of the atmosphere, and they run these calculations for a myriad of parameters out for days and days and days. Some of them go out longer than other ones do. But, you know, they just are used to predict each day or every 6 hours what's going to be going on in each location. And then you can, as a whole picture, you can look at it, you know, the United States, or even some models will do.
And he says those models are good to look at into the immediate future, but cannot forecast several months ahead, which is why he answered my question about whether we can expect a very active winter weather season. He answered it and said that he could not predict that. It only goes 7 days at a time.